Vignette number 72 from Zen is right here. Teaching stories and anecdotes of Shunryu Suzuki. Zen Center was a magnet for 60s counterculture arrivals to the San Francisco Bay Area. An older woman asked Suzuki Roshi if he felt any pressure and difficulty with all the various ragged, long-haired students who came off the street seeking enlightenment. "I am very grateful for them," he said. "I will do all I can for them." That's from Rowena Bhatti, Sokoji, circa 1966. Well, that's boilerplate Shunryu Suzuki. He was very accepting. Getting a little deja vu on this. And, you know, when I looked at it, I thought, well, I've read that. It just, Rowena, I remember, maybe Rowena had another one. Of course, I could search for that real easy. Then I thought, well, maybe, you know, I'm also working on, still working on Crooked Cucumber, going through the podcasts I made for it, making a audiobook. So I thought, well, maybe I read it there. Or anyway, but then I thought, well, what if I accidentally read it earlier in this series? I don't really care. I mean, it'd be different when I did it this time. Such like, you know, the old saying, you can't step into the same river twice. No, wait a minute. No, it's you can't put the same foot in a river twice. No, it's the same you can't put a foot in the river twice. pardon me. Yes, he was very accepting. Now let's look at his, he'd say things like, accept things as there are, accept things as they are, and try to, make them the best you can, or something like that. So, there'd always be two sides to him. There's acceptance, and there's working with it. So, yes, he accepted all of us scruffy hippies, and it wasn't all scruffy hippies. But, there were also some funky dowagers and eccentric older beatniks. And, it was mainly ragtag, but not entirely, because the style of the times for our various intermingling subcultures was not to dress up in fancy dresses and coats and ties. But anyway, so Suzuki would take us in and treat us as honored guests, and then he would sprinkle his dust over us, and we would magically become a little neater. Then the next thing you know, a number of us would be shaving our heads and marching to orders at Tassajara. had a life far more disciplined by following our do your own thing trip than the one we'd escaped from. This has been a Cuke Audio mini podcast. I'm DC Poobah of Cuke Audio and Cuke Archives, coming to you from sleepy Sanur with Doggett, Bandita, Feline, Kuchita, and dear lovely Katrinka. And we're wishing you and yours and all of us a grand awakening.